Here come the Canucks now. The power play, Petrie got it right side. Glasspool's dump in, stopped, but not cleared successfully by Wittenberg as it was kept in left point by Mars, who now fed left circle. Petrie feeds it in front, scramble in front, Glasspool scores! And the Canucks convert on the power play with the net front scramble and take a 1-0 lead just under 5 minutes into the first. Down left corner to Petrie. Holds it, centering. That comes through the slot to Mangone. High slot, fed right side of the net to Thorogood. Retreats and gave it to Mangone. Top right circle. Cross-ice Geiger. One-timer scores! Trent Geiger fires a pretty slow one-timer from the top of the left circle. It gets through traffic, past Tanner Gillette, and the Canucks double their lead on the 5-on-3. Fed ahead of Thorogood. Going to force a turnover here. Left circle in the mob zone. Thorogood left half boards, steers it down low for the centering pass. Geiger scores! Beautiful little one-time centering feed in front from Willie Sackle. Comes to Trent Geiger. He was all alone with nobody on him to stop him from flicking that one past Tanner Gillette for his second of the night. And it's 3-0 for the Calgary Canucks. Now Danny Gale for the mob, right half boards. Dropped it off a stick to Stadnicki, right point. Puts it back down to Prince, centering. Gale shoots. What a save, Gulman. Loose out of the net. Gale fired it through the crease. From a sharp angle. Now another shot wide left of the net from Graham from the left half forwards. Canucks have to clear out of their own end. They do get it to center, but Stadnicki back to get it at his own blue. Fed it off the stick of Cromwell at neutral, and then Wilcox steps into his man, Devin Westby, and knocks him down at center ice. And Wilcox there with the biggest hit of the game for the mob. Here come the Canucks on the power play breakup. Alex Marceneau gave it right side to Clayton Petrie. He's over the line right wing. Down to the right corner, Petrie, drop back, Glasspool scores, and that'll do it. A slapper from the right circle by the former Oil Baron. Gets past Tanner Gillette inside the far post, and the Canucks make it 4-0. Up the left wing to Prince, he's over the line, fed one in front, Peterson has a chance, he shoots, great save, rebound, shot, scores! Eric Peterson follows up on the second chance opportunity, brings the Barons to within three, with just under 90 seconds to go on the third. 57 seconds to go. Comes to Prince, left corner. Brett Prince, centering shot, scores! Danny Gale from right at the top of the crease tucks that one past Gugelman and brings the Barons to within two with just under a minute to go. 10 seconds now. It's Lacroix over the line, right wing. Put it to the right corner with 6 seconds. Danny Gale sweeps it back to the right half boards. Hendricks with 3 seconds, and that'll just about do it. Puck poke free by Lewington, and time runs out. In the third period, the Calgary Canucks beat the Fort McMurray Oil Barons in Fort McMurray for the first time in 5 years, 11 months, and 22 days.